This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is David Johnson, CEO of Strategic Vision, one of the most respected polling firms in the country. David is also a longtime political strategist and even worked on the 1996 presidential campaign of Republican nominee Bob Dole. David is based in Atlanta. That is also where former President Jimmy Carter's presidential center is. And the former president is making news today because he believes that the outburst at last week's address to the joint session of Congress by President Obama, by South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, was based on racism. That's certainly stirring the pot politically across the country today. And David, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be on.
What do you make of the former president's comment?
I'm not really surprised. I feel that we almost should say, there you go again to him, because let's not forget, back in 1980 when he was running against Ronald Reagan, he alleged that Ronald Reagan was a racist and that he would divide black among black and white if he was elected president. And we saw him do a similar strategy even back in 1976 when he was running in the Democratic primaries. So realistically, this is par for the course for Jimmy Carter. But what's interesting is, not only is Jimmy Carter saying it, we have columnists like Maureen Dowd, Cynthia Tucker, Congressman Hank Johnson from Georgia, all jumping on this bandwagon too. And I think it's coming out of frustration and desperation among the Democrats.
We even heard it from some folks after the initial Tea Party back in April that all this opposition to the Obama agenda is really, essentially, although people don't say it, based on racism. Why do you think the Democrats say that? What's a generator for that rationale?
I think that they're really saying this in a large sense because, number one, they're losing the fight among the of ideas to the conservative agenda. They can't understand why everyone's not embracing Barack Obama and his policies. And so some of it's out of frustration and desperation, and a lot of it is also misreading the electoral results from 2008. If you look at the polls, America is still a right-of-center nation. Additionally, John McCain, though he lost, did not lose decisively. It was more because of the Obama campaign and frustration with George W. Bush, not a rejection of conservative ideals. And this is what the liberals cannot understand, and this is why they're searching for some kind of reason, some kind of a straw to grasp to try to justify why they're losing the battle of ideas.
David, some have said, though, that it's not just the opposition, but how that opposition is being expressed, the screaming at the town hall meetings, obviously what happened at the joint session last week. And it's not just the opposition, but how that's being expressed. What do you make of that?
Look, we had the same thing back when George W. Bush was president. Nancy Pelosi thought at that time when someone came to a town hall meeting and screamed and yelled and disrupted the meeting, that was okay. It's okay when it's being done to Republicans, but now when it's being done to Democrats. Look, this has happened in politics before. The other thing is there's a deep anger because nothing is being explained as far as the policies, the cost of the policies, where these policies are taking us. And again, I go back to the fact that the Democrats are misreading the results of last year's elections, trying to think that America has dramatically turned to the left when they have not, and that's why you're seeing the anger you're seeing.
David, what's the risk for Democrats of playing the race card as often as they are here?
It's phenomenal. I think it's going to really help stymie the kind of health care reform that he wants. But even more beyond that, what I think is going to happen is we're going to see a voter backlash in 2010. The Democrats can very well lose Congress, the House of Representatives. And in 2012, I think it will hurt Barack Obama and Senate Democrats running for re-election. I mean, Democrats have tried this all the way going back to 1964 with Barry Goldwater. They were successful then, but over the long course of history, they have not been successful using the race card.
And David, obviously those midterm elections are over a year away. Obviously a lot can change between now and then, but how firm do you think the American opinion is right now, even though we are that far away?
I think it's beginning to firm up. I think it's beginning to chill up. People are really determining that this Congress, this administration has gone far, far to the left. They're not comfortable with it. They're concerned about the rising deficit. They're also looking at the lack of results, the lack of progress from the economic plans, and they're saying enough is enough. I think we're going to look at New Jersey's governor's race, also Virginia's governor's race, and we're going to get an indication from those two results of just how angry the American people are.
Now, we will keep watching those races to be sure as a precursor to 2010. David, always great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
David Johnson, CEO of Strategic Vision, one of the most respected polling firms in the country. He's also a longtime political strategist who worked on the 96 Dole campaign. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.